Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It may look a little gray out there, but if you're on the air right now with me, you're alive and you're happy whether you know it or not. Welcome to the Global Vision for Living Today. And don't we have a lot of living? There's so many people passing off the scene, even our dear monarch of the United Kingdom, Queen Elizabeth. Many are in mourning. I'm in mourning. All of us will have our mourning time, our mourning day, our day of mourning to our relatives. And we bless you for coming on today. The topic of the show is, how do I keep moving on when things look so bad in my life? Well, let me tell you something. People are asking this all over the world. How do you keep moving forward in life when all I see, my God, is chaos? What do I do? Is there any real hope for me? Well, yes, it is. Because the Bible says that in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and that means everything else on it. Just keep reading from Genesis to Revelation. You'll see the outline for heaven and earth, not just for America, but all within it. How do I keep moving on when things look so bad? Well, my God, let's kind of stop for a minute and think, well, who's looking at it? How do I keep moving on when things look so bad in my life? Who's doing the looking? Who's saying that what you see is all there is? Who is it that is saying that if I think things look bad, what is someone else saying about my life? Do I have people in my life that can help me emotionally, mentally, and physically, and encourage me when I think things look terrible, when I think there's no way out of all the trouble that I've gotten myself in? Things might look bad from my standpoint, but let me tell you something. If you're alive looking out of living eyes, there's a way out of anything. Anything that you might have gotten into, anything that you might have had someone help you get into, anything that is troubling you today, there is a way out. And you can keep moving. That's the secret. Just get up and keep moving. No matter how things look, no matter what you might put a value on how things look, just keep moving. Well, moving in what direction? Keep moving in the direction that you know God would have you to move in. Now, that's really part of the problem today in our modern day society. If you look back, say, 1,000 years, 2,000 years, we didn't have all the problems now. We followed a living God. We followed a creed. We followed what society, through scholars of life, living in debt, had put on the books. We loved our neighbor. We helped our neighbor. We looked ahead to say, oh, my goodness, how can I help you? What can I do for you? Do you need anything? This is not what we see today that might be causing someone to say, oh, my God, things look terrible. They look so bad. How did I get into this? You know what? How did I get here? But now today, and I just mentioned in modern day society, people are living just for themselves. I got mine. You better get out there and you better get yours. I done worked all my life for what I have. I'm sorry if you didn't do that. I mean, this is the order of the day. People are saying no one cares about me. No one wants to help me in life. No one wants to do anything that will help me stay on my feet when I fall down. There's a phrase, when I fall down, I get up. But right now, let's talk about some of the things that might look bad in your life. Maybe you're having problem paying your rent. Maybe your utilities are behind. Maybe you got to move grandma in your home. Maybe they've been talking on the job about firing everybody, getting everybody out of that business. Maybe you've been hearing all kind of things from your doctors and your dentists. Let's totally leave them out. My goodness, I've seen so many people recently in the last year that have very little teeth. And I don't know why. I guess it's the food, the things they drink. Who knows? But how do I keep moving on when there's so much coming at me? I get up, I try to work, I try to do good to my neighbor, I try to treat everybody like I'd want to be treated, but I ain't getting nowhere. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God. I'm not getting anywhere. I don't know what the problem is. The Bible says God will take care of me. The Bible also says that if I put God first, hallelujah, he's going to put me first. I believe that. All around me, there's people that don't believe that. But me, oh my God, what in the world is going on? How do I keep moving on when things look so bad in my life? Well, number one, that's what I just touched on as an answer. All this mental health business about people claiming that for reasons why they're either driving at 130 miles an hour, I'm mentally ill. Those that might be cussing the doctors out, oh, I'm mentally ill. Those that can't keep a job, oh, I'm mentally ill. Let me tell you something about that, and which most of you listeners know. We didn't have all this mental health problems a few decades ago, even 10 years ago. You didn't hear about anything pertaining to mental health for killers, those incarcerated, those on the way to kill, those that can't get up in the morning. I'm so depressed. Here's the solution. Many on the mental health list, maybe they're not eating the right foods. Maybe all these soft drinks with all these chemicals to enslave the body, soul, and mind is part of the problem. Hey, Coca, you know who I'm talking about. Maybe there's also the problem, and I think it's the main problem, they don't know God. Because if people would honor God through his son, Christ Jesus, and do what the Bible says, that's going to cut out the mental illness. People, according to the Bible right now, in the last days, they're groping to and fro, looking for answers to make their life better. They don't want to look into the Bible. They don't want to hear about God. They don't want to believe nothing that his son said. They, for some reason, want to be king, queen, and prince in their own life, over their life. That's what it's all about. Don't want to put their hand in the hand of God. Don't want to hear about him. So what 50,000 churches since the pandemic started have closed? There's little, if not any, wisdom about God and about who he is and about what he wants us to do and what he wants us to say and do about our lives. Nobody want to follow any of that. That ain't about nothing. Oh, I done prayed all my life. I ain't got nothing. Keep praying. Oh, you know what? I've been calling on God and ain't nothing else. Keep calling on him. Your life plan and your timing for your life plan is not on his radar. The Bible says that God knows our every step. God, who created us in his likeness, knows what is best for us. But now you got a day and a time and living with wayward teaching, wayward people standing up. They don't wear the collars no more. I guess you guys noticed that. They're in them expensive suits. You can't even tell one from the other. You can't tell a preacher from a businessman. They want to be about God, but they want to show up looking like the world. Come on. Come on, there's no other way out. for you that have tried everything and you still done failed, still can't pay all your bills, wife still done walked away from you, children can't stand you, doctors really don't want to see you. Nobody wants to give God the glory in their life and acknowledge his presence in a time of need and in a time of peril. No wonder things look bad. Have you called on this God? First of all, do you know who this God is? The Psalm 83:18, King James Version says that he whose name alone is Jehovah art the Most High over all the earth. I've had people tell me, I've sat in church 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 years. And I never knew Psalms 83:18, King James Version, was even there. No one told me that. You come in with your Bible, walk out with it, haven't even opened it up in church, listening to a man, that one or a woman now, you know, they standing up, calling themselves bishop. Hey, all y'all bishop, all y'all, whatever you call yourself, man of God. You know what? We need to get real. The people have not been taught right, and now Jehovah's Witnesses is back out there. I hear it's September 1st, they started. Why are we sitting around like idiots letting them do all the work? I was going to call it dirty work, but it's not dirty work. It's work of salvation. Whatever they're saying, you need to hear it. Whatever anybody is saying about the Bible, you need to hear it. My father once said, the late great Bishop James Howard Mims, he said, if a cat run down this hallway and say, Jesus is Lord, I'm going to get in back of the cat. And we need to do that. When we hear the word, our hearts and our soul, our spirit bear witness to that. So when a person asks, well, how can I keep on moving? How can I keep on? Hey, I tell you what, don't move then. Slow down, pull over to the curb and stop. And bow your head and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me. Help me. Help me, Father. Help me make my way straight from this second on. People are not calling on God like they should. You talk about keep on moving. The Bible says in him, through him, we have our movement and my movement and my being. So, hey. There's the problem there. Man on 2 feet trying to solve all his problems. Man on 2 feet thinking he have God. Man on 2 feet thinking he don't need God. Man on 2 feet want to be God. You know what? What you better do, if you decide that, well, while I keep on moving, I'm just going to try to, you know, make everything work out. You ain't going to make nothing work out. You can't even close your own eyes in death after you die. You can't wiggle that tongue in your mouth after you die. You don't even know who's at the bank at the second of your death trying to draw something out. You can't do anything. On moving. Okay, things look bad. What kind of things? What kind of things are looking bad? You don't want him no more? Some cases I may not blame you. You don't want him no more? I think you must have heard about that police that shot his married girlfriend and her husband. And he eventually, I think later, earlier yesterday, he turned himself in. This is the all day, every week, every month problem. These problems with killings, maimings, house burnings, neighborhood shootouts, all of this stuff. Hey, look out your door. You didn't see this. Even 10 years ago, yes, it's been crime. Yes, it's been evil people stalking the earth. Yes, it's been people that don't want to honor anything. Let's not even talk about law enforcement. Defund the cops. Who are you? Who are you? Nothing. Nothing. You came here with nothing. God bless the Queen. And like Queen Elizabeth, may have a crown on and some jewelry in the coffin. Where's all that stuff going? Where is it all going? Who is worthy of it? How do I keep on moving? Let's get down to some answers here. Number one, how do you keep on moving? Fall down on your knees and say, God in heaven, Psalm 83:18, God, I can't do it. I done messed up. I done told my own life down because I didn't know you or I did not want to get to know you. The Bible says there's a judgment against those that do not know God and that do not obey him. What is your problem? How do I keep on moving when things look so bad? How did they get there? Number one, you got to stop. You know what? You can say, God, I didn't bring myself here. You did. God, I didn't ask to come here. You did. God, there was no manual at my birth, but you had one written in the book of life that includes and included me. God, I don't know what to do with my life. I tell you what, that's why you don't know how to keep on moving when things look so bad. No, you do not know. Have you ever got on your knees and asked God to show you and share with you your destiny? You didn't come here for nothing. So if things look bad, hey, you didn't took a detour. You're doing something that you wasn't even born to do. How are you going to keep on moving like that? You engaged in something with someone that you know that is not on God's radar. No, I probably wouldn't keep moving either if that was my case. How is it that things got so bad? Human judgment. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to tell her that. I'm going to tell him this. Oh, my God. What are we talking about? You write things that are going to look bad in your life and anybody else's life when you get the wrong form of information for living your life, when you get the wrong instructions for walking about, saying, oh, well, I'm living my life, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do. Look at you. Look at you. Some of you listening don't have a dime's worth of insurance. And if you do, you ain't going to use it. The people in charge of you at your demise is going to use it. And I even heard them making a paper caskets because they're going in a vault in the ground. They're not trying to spend no two, three, five, and whatever thousand. Hey, wake up and look up. That's number one. Ask God, what does he want you to do with your life? He'll fix it. He'll fix it if you let him. And that's the song that many of the old elderly church women and church men are still singing, if they can. You don't need no teeth to sing that song. How do I keep moving? Number one, get God on your side. Let him know you done messed up. You haven't known what you were doing. You don't know why you was born, and I don't know my destiny. How in the world can a fisherman step into a CEO's office and try to run that and think things are going to come out good in his life? Does that make any sense? Does it make any sense at all? No, it does not. You keep moving because you are going to ask God, number two, to show you your purpose. Don't ask him to send you to the bankruptcy court. He's not going to do it. Ask him to show you, number two. How do you keep on moving? Ask God to show you your purpose. Ask him to show you why you was even born. What are you supposed to be doing? Eating chicken and collard greens on Sunday and walking in fear Monday through Saturday? That is not of God. Ask God, what would he have you to do with your life? And to give you the strength to do it. That's number two. Number one, go to God. Number two, ask him, What does he want you to do with your life? What is your destiny? Why was I born? No wonder things look bad, and you can hardly get out of bed in the morning. Someone says, oh, they're afraid to get out of bed. And when they get out of bed, they still walk in the day in fear. Number three, here's the biggest one that we need to honestly do when we can't keep moving on because things look so bad. You know what number three is? Promise yourself that whatever God showed you in his divinity, no matter where he might lead you after steps one and two and you're praying, make it up in your mind that you're going to do it. I don't care if you're in the prison cell. He can open jail cells, and I'll tell you that story one day. And you got 25 to life. I can tell you a story. So once you go through going to God, number one, number two, falling down, and now number three, you're going to make it up in your mind that whatever vision or whatever message God drops into your spirit, you're going to do it. Number four, we're going to purpose in our heart that no matter what today, tonight, tomorrow may bring, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm with you all the way. I'm with you all the way. I don't want a one-time fix. How many of you know what a one-time fix is? Then you got to be fixed again. Then you got to get another shot again. How many of you out there know what I'm talking about? We need God to maintain his spirit in and over our life from now until the very end of the end. How do you keep on moving? Number five, just believe that God is going to hear your prayer and he's going to be on your side. He's going to go ahead of you and he'll be in the back of you. Read Psalms. Read the book of Proverbs. Read the book of Ecclesiastes and see what men thought about God and his promises and the instructions for life. With God, all things are possible. But yeah, you ain't gonna be able to keep moving on in a matter of days. Things are getting worse and worse and worse. You ain't gonna be worried about that soon and very soon. You're not gonna be worried about that. Things that look bad today without God is going to look 10 times as worse. Never before in the history of mankind has wickedness enveloped the entire earth. Even the Native Americans knew better than that. They called on Wonka Tonka, a Native American name for God. You got to call on him. First, you've got to look for God while he may be found. And then you got to call on him. Oh, well, I don't like that Psalm 83:18 named Jehovah. I don't care if you like it or not. I didn't write the Bible. I didn't name the God. So all I'm doing is trying to figure out how to obey that God. Ask God, going into number six, what do you want me to do, God? Everything I've done, look at it, in shambles. Laying homeless outside the door. What is it? What is it you want me to do? Lord God in heaven, what do you want me to do? And then if you get the message from God, what he wants you to do, then you have got to do it. I just told you, Bishop Ma'am said, if a cat run down this hallway and say, Jesus is Lord, he said, I'm going to get in behind the cat. Meaning it doesn't matter where the information is coming through. It doesn't matter if they're Lutheran or Baptist or whatever. Any information you can get about God and it's evidenced and verified in the Bible, you need to get in a hurry to go to God and tell God, I know in my own strength I'm not able to do what you would have me to do, but I give you my word. Now, your word got to mean something. That if you show me, if you tell me, if you let me hear from on high that this is what I'm supposed to do, the whole world is already lying under the power of the wicked one. Whole world, not just California. Whole world, the Bible says, is lying in the power of Satan, the entire world. So that means you in the world. You ain't going to get from under the clutches of Satan unless God, through that name of Jesus Christ, drag you out of the clutches. You ain't getting out of that. You're not saying, oh, yeah, okay, uh-huh, oh, okay, and walk on. You are dead. You are a dead man, dead woman walking. That's why things look so bad in your life. But how you going to keep moving? I'm going to tell you something. You're going to keep moving because God will have his hand on you and your life. Just say, God, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus, I need you, and I need you every hour. That's what the old folks sung. I need thee. Oh, I need. You know what? It's some people walking around because they got a few dollars in the bank. They got a few dollars in their wallet. They think money is answered as long as they got money. I tell you what, send them over to Africa, see what they get. Send them on over to the United Kingdom about now. See what they get. This world is not playing. How do you keep on moving? Let's go with the steps again. Number one, you got to go to God. If you don't know how to go to God, get somebody that do. Tell them, I messed up. I'm sick. I have no vision. My glory and my life is gone. Number one, you got to get to God. How do I keep on moving? You got to get to God. You already know the mistakes you've made. You can look at your progeny and see the mistakes everybody is making. They're not living according to the Bible. Jehovah says they are dead, although they live. You got to get to God in prayer. Number two, ask him, what would you have me to do in my life? Why am I here? Most people ain't going to do that. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. We're made in the image of God. You already know. Your mama already know. Your grandson really already know what is required of them. May not have picked up a Bible. But made in God's image, you know it's not right to lay up and whoremonger, fornicate, and lie, steal, cheat, try to kill others. You really already know that. There's not going to be any tail kissing by God. He said that those that honor and worship me are called my sons, and in those I believe. Hey, you know what? You ain't going to be able to keep on moving. You might be outside the door driving the car, making people think you're moving, but deep down inside, the man of perdition is cursed. He knows he's cursed. He's just trying to walk and get something else to eat and something else to do. You know what you need to do? Go down on Nebone City and ask God to turn you around. You are not going to do it because the world is lying to power of the wicked one. Go to God, the Psalm 83:18. God, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's kind of raining out here, but we put our faith in the God above and also in the information that comes from the Global Vision for Living Today show. God bless you and abundantly those that are committed to do his will. See you next week. Have a great weekend.